Welcome to Leveling Up, your Skills for Success podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Mealy Holmes, and thanks for joining me today. Leveling Up is a series that spotlights the 9 skills for success to help you increase your professional and personal growth. This podcast is a Workplace Education Manitoba project funded by the Government of Canada and the Manitoba government. Throughout this journey, I, along with career and employment subject matter experts, will discuss personal experiences and present newly created tools and time-tested resources that will inspire and affirm your curiosity. Look for real and actionable strategies supporting you in realizing your individual goals and successes. The adventure is just beginning, so please join me weekly on Leveling Up, your Skills for Success podcast. Welcome to Leveling Up, your Skills for Success podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Mealy Holmes. In today's episode, we are digging into an important topic of stress management at work. Our objective is to be able to look at how managing stress also means boosting your personal and professional development. Right away, I think about that gnawing in my stomach, feeling of a lead backpack on my shoulders, the to-do list that's never ending, the meetings, the emails, the projects, the reporting, and sometimes it can feel so overwhelming. Then on top of that, add volunteer jobs, family responsibilities, the activities, the groceries, the bills, the family that lives out of town you haven't connected with in a bit, the gym membership that has been unused in, well, we'll say weeks, and the cycle of stress amps up even more. And to consider the stress that people who aren't working or who have been struggling to find are experiencing. It's all of that and so much more. I'm feeling sick just thinking about it. And many people are stuck in a rut because of their own pile of, well, stress, we'll call it. For many people you work with, they're facing so many barriers and stressful situations that can cause a lot of stress, mental, physical, and emotional. We're tackling a topic that affects many of us, managing stress in the workplace, particularly for those returning after a hiatus, and it's a topic that can seem like a luxury at times. I'm hoping by the time we come to the end of this episode, you and I will have a clear idea of how to handle stress and even how it fits within the Skills for Success framework, so that we have a bit of ammunition on why managing stress at work or entering work is so important. Now, whether folks have been out of work due to personal reasons, health concerns, or any other circumstances, coming back into the workforce can be daunting. We're going to explore strategies to help you support others in not just coping, but thriving amidst the challenges. So let's dive in. Returning to work after a break, regardless of its duration, can stir up a whirlwind of emotions, and we need to acknowledge the stress and challenges new Manitobans and new Canadians face in culture shock as well. You might feel anxious, uncertain, or even overwhelmed, and the people we serve will feel the same way. It's crucial to acknowledge these feelings rather than brushing them aside. Recently, I was speaking with a person who was born in the Philippines, but has lived in many other countries, and most recently, the Emirates. He noticed the many culture shocks, not including the weather, he faced coming here. His story of going for an ice cream cone comes to mind. He looked at the price of the cone and thought, $3? I have $3, no problem. And when he went to pay, the cashier said, that'll be $3 plus tax. He thought, oh, right. Tax. Some of the culture shifts that people will experience could leave them feeling jarred and missing their last place of residence. I think it's important when serving people, whether new to our country or returning to work, to consider the individual and their prior experiences. Our empathy grows when serving others and considering all of the stress and challenges they may be faced with. And knowing that the feelings, frustration, excitements, and overwhelm, well, help them recognize it's okay to feel this way. After all, change often comes with a mix of apprehension and yet excitement. The thing is, the stress they are feeling now can and will help them as they enter the workforce. Many workplaces are full of stressful situations, which cause us to approach with a problem-solving mindset and set our feelings aside, even if it's just for a bit. The first step in managing workplace stress as someone returning to work or joining the workforce is to establish realistic expectations. Understand that it's normal to experience a learning curve, and it's okay to ask questions. Help your clients to have an open learning mindset. Remind them that they may not pick up right where they left off. Instead, give them the grace to adapt gradually. Set achievable goals and celebrate progress along the way. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither will your confidence and competence be restored overnight. This will serve them well as they work in diverse teams. Another essential aspect of navigating workplace stress is communication. Good old communication, one of my favorite skills for success. This is a good note to share with your clients or even to remind yourself. Don't hesitate to communicate with your colleagues and superiors about your concerns and needs. It's true that open dialogue fosters understanding and collaboration, easing the burden of uncertainty. Expressing your thoughts and seeking support can make the transition smoother and less daunting. Remember, you're not in this journey alone. And the biggest thing, if you don't know, ask. Now, let's talk about boundaries. This word seems to bring to mind a few different images. For me, it can feel like a large field with a broken fence, like not super secure. I also think of a shield and how setting boundaries can be protecting. And the other thought that comes to mind is a chain link fence with barbed wire wrapped around the top. No one can get in. But no one can escape either. So let's work on finding a happy medium. One of the most significant contributors to workplace stress is the blurring of boundaries between work and personal life. As a returning worker, whether new to Canadian workplace culture or not, it's vital to establish clear boundaries to protect your well-being. Set specific work hours and stick to them as much as possible. And designate time for relaxation, hobbies, and spending quality moments with loved ones. Remember, prioritizing self-care isn't selfish, it's self-love, and it's essential for your overall health and productivity. Here's yet another story. I was speaking with my son a while back. He has a part-time job that often gives him near full-time hours, and when he was in grade 11, it was especially difficult. I would drive him to and from work, and in his defense, he has been misjudged on his age since he was born. He looks a lot older than he is. In fact, when he started at this job, they asked him why he couldn't start at 4 p.m. He replied, "Well, my school bus doesn't drop me off till 4. His supervisor was like, "Wait, what? How old are you?" Anyway, needless to say, there were times where he'd be called into work despite booking the day off to just go be a kid. And I remember asking him, "Well, gee, they really need you at work. What are you going to do?" Thinking I know what I would be doing, he said, "Well, I told them no, that I already had plans." Okay, insert contemplative silence here. I was like, "Okay, wait, you said no?" "Yep, I'm going to spend the day with my friends." Now, we may talk about Gen X, Y, and Z, the millennials, etc., and yes, my age may be showing here, but I tell you, I was so proud of him. My work ethic guilt would have had me saying yes, when I really wanted to say no. Having a strong work ethic, of course, is important, and I'm proud of his accomplishments at work. He's a trusted member of the team, and still in his late teens, he's respected and valued, and even has the role of supervisor. So the work ethic is there, and so are the boundaries. I'm lucky to have this great example in my life. I've learned a lot from this gentle giant baby of mine, and one of them is to assess priorities. Especially in our hybrid or work-from-home models of work, those lines can get blurry. Remind your clients that having work boundaries isn't being mean or closing off connection or necessarily losing an opportunity. In fact, it's vital in finding a strong rhythm between work and life. Now, let's add in something that many people face, perfectionism. Whether it's people returning to the workforce or those entering the Canadian eclectic workforce, we will see many fall into the trap of striving for perfection to prove themselves worthy after a hiatus. However, perfectionism only breeds stress and dissatisfaction. Embrace the concept of good enough and focus on progress rather than perfection. set realistic standards, and recognize that mistakes are opportunities for growth, not indicators of failure. Many workplaces are aware that the new team members will not know everything right away, and really, they're not expected to. However, when people are trying to make a good impression, they could easily burn themselves out in the technical learning and collaboration skills and getting along in a diverse network of, well, humans. So let's shift our focus to time management. Lately, this topic has me understanding how we manage time and how it really just relates to us, the individual. I've come to the conclusion that time management has nothing to do with time and everything to do with self-management. And are you ready? Self-care. As a scattered person, I often find myself trying to do too much with too little. And truthfully, many organizations find themselves in the same place. Too much to do with too little resources, and often that resource being people. So in order to effectively manage time, we need to manage ourselves, which not easily done. Having a deeper understanding of who we are as a person, understanding boundaries, barriers, priorities, and capacity will help us, quote, manage time. Honestly, time manages itself. It keeps on moving whether we want it to or not. It keeps on ticking. So in order for us to keep on ticking, we have a responsibility to ourselves and our workplaces to understand ourselves and priorities. Returning to work often means juggling multiple responsibilities and deadlines. Effective time management can alleviate stress and enhance productivity. Prioritize tasks based on urgency and important and break them down into manageable chunks. Use tools such as to-do lists, calendars, and time blocking to help stay organized and focused. Remember, managing your time effectively is key to achieving a healthy work-life balance. Take a moment to Google Time Management Matrix, made famous by Stephen Covey and borrowed from Eisenhower, and you will soon see that, quote, what is urgent is seldom important, and what is important is seldom urgent, unquote. Is that cryptic enough? Your clients will increase their employability by understanding this concept and handle their time better. And contact WEM if you need more information on this. Alongside time management, let's delve into stress management techniques. Incorporating relaxation exercises such as deep breathing, meditation, or yoga into your daily routine can help alleviate stress and even promote a sense of calm. Personally, I've kept my phone off and not looked at social media for the last little while for at least the first hour or hour and a half in the morning, and man, what a difference that's made for me. Additionally, regular physical activity, adequate sleep, and healthy eating habits, we know this, are essential for maintaining optimal well-being. Remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity, and especially during times of transition. As we near the end of our discussion, I want to leave you with a few parting thoughts. Firstly, let's help others embrace the journey of returning to work as an opportunity for growth and self-discovery. It's okay to stumble along the way. What matters is resilience and determination to keep moving forward. Secondly, surround yourself with a supportive network of friends, families, and colleagues who uplift and encourage you. And lastly, help the people you serve believe in themselves and their abilities. We all come with diverse talents and skills. Let's remind them that time management is a skill we can all improve on, starting with understanding how we view time. Many cultures can see time in different ways. One thing I've noticed that in the Canadian workplace cultures, it can actually change. Some workplaces will take their time, but most are reactive and have a strong sense of urgency. Again, knowing who you are and some of your challenges when it comes to time management will help you get better at understanding what is required of you at work, as well as those you serve. So take a deep breath, find community, connect with others, explore stress management techniques and apps like Headspace that can help you put yourself in the right frame of mind. Slow down and listen to your body as you work towards a higher degree of health and wellness. Thank you for tuning in to Leveling Up Your Skills for Success podcast. I hope you found today's episode insightful and empowering. Remember, managing workplace stress as a returner is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, stay resilient, and never underestimate the power of self-care. Until next time, take care and keep thriving. I'm your host, Carrie Mealy Holmes.